Jesus is a good teacher, but he never says things in abstract. He never told his disciples among our belief of Blessed Trinity. In a simple way, he always said, what I'm telling you is what I'm taught by my Father. So I'm not giving you the word. It's from the Father that's taught. And before he has to go up to heaven, he just said, I will send the Holy Spirit to teach you what I have taught you and give you more lights to learn more things through the Holy Spirit. That's all. Jesus never teaches the lesson of Blessed Trinity. He lives it himself, always obedient, always willing to do the will of God. And that's a basic thing. We have to learn to live the will of God. We may ask, what is the will of God? The will of God is that each one of us become the children of God, or a real brother of Christ, so that on earth we only spread the good news that God loves us, that we have to love one another. That's all. That's so simple. When we love one another, we have peace. When there's peace, there's always kind of unity in yourself and with others. When there's no love, there's no unity. But God is one. It's unity. So on earth, we have to live this unity. That's why Jesus, before he left, he prayed, Father, that we all be one. This unity is so important. And he said, as a matter of fact, when Jesus, after his resurrection, he appeared to his disciples, all the first word, peace be with you. Peace. Come to the root is God. In your heart, if you have God, if you have love, you will have peace. Even though under persecution, you're always at peace. If you don't, you still hate, if you fight, then you lose God. But God is peace. So Jesus come on earth to just bring peace on earth. He just lived his daily life by fulfilling the will of God for him. He is living his will to die on the cross. We, each one of us, are invited to live like him, to offer our life for one another. When you say you love, you have to sacrifice yourself. You cannot say, keep it for yourself and then you love. Never. Love is always giving, forgiving. That's a simple thing. And the simple idea of this year of mercy, try to live up our calling, sinful calling. We are all called to be a saint. We are called to be another Christ through His Word. When we lift up His Word, the Word of God, the Word of Jesus, we have His mind, His mentality. When we receive the first sacrament, we receive His body and blood, His life, His life becomes ours. So that what St. Paul says also true to us. Today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me. So, as a matter of fact, each one of us, another Christ, another child of God. So believe that we are all called for this simple calling. When we lift them up one by one, we are united. Then we are no more single. We are one body. We are one body of Christ. That's what the church is teaching. The church is the body of Christ. When there is love, it's the person of Jesus. Only then we are the body. Christ is the head. We are His feet, His eyes, anything. But whatever you do, we give glory to the Lord. So we don't have to understand so much about the Blessed Trinity. But as Jesus lived on earth, always fulfilling the will of God for each one of us.